since the 50s, we decided to put one third of our budget in education, which really brought us an educated, mostly educated communities, and our people in Tunisia are relatively well educated compared to a lot of other countries. Because of that, they adopted technology very early on. And because of that, we proposed in 1998 the World Summit of Information Technology, which happened in 2003 in Geneva, then in 2005 in Tunis. And we agreed to empower our youth with technology. And so we did in Tunisia. And so they adopted it and they felt empowered. So they used it to express themselves, to topple the government who was not really democratic. But more importantly, after the Arab Spring, they played also the role of consensus builders, because they were these kids were everywhere in parliament, sitting in the back seat on the all every single room in parliament while we are writing the constitutions, and they were tweeting every single word we were saying. So I can tell you that's a very strong arm to build consensus.
The issue of the question of digital gap is something that concerns all countries. Could you give us an overview of the situation in Tunisia and some projects that you're launching to?
So there are three gaps. Gap number one is the digital gap between the regions, towns and villages and rural areas, but also because between Tunisians and American, and Tunisians and North American, and North European or South Koreans. That's number one. There is also another gap, which is the age gap, or what they call the generation gap, where our children are 21st century literate. And the third gap is the gender gap. So what we are doing about it? First, we need access. We have decided that over the next 5 years, every single family, every single household will have internet at home. Like we, the government decided to bring electricity everywhere, we decided to bring internet everywhere. It's better to subsidize internet than subsidize other stuff. So that's on the infrastructure side. On the content side, a human infrastructure, if you like, we believe that our kids need to have access to the same good material that any other kid in the world. Therefore, we need to build the digital schools. And the third objective is to get the government out of the way of business and let business people make what they create value. Therefore, we are going to go paperless from now until 2020. If you add to that our effort in making sure that the internet is secure, I'm relatively confident that we are going the right direction.
If one can say the flip side, so to say, to all the benefits that are brought by ICTs is the fact that a lot of extremist groups like Daesh are using ICTs and social media to recruit foreign terrorist fighters. What can governments do? What can your ministry do to counter this menace?
So in the normal economy or the normal life, there are countries and there are borders and there is etc. In the digital world, there is no country. Everybody can be anywhere. What we need to do, however, we need to make sure that the internet is safe. How we need to make it safe, we need to apply the rule of law. But we need to make sure when applying the rule of law that we stay true to our values, which are human rights values. So it's not because we need to take off a page because it has some material from Daesh or etc. So freedom of expression is at stake here as well. However, life is at stake as well. So rule of law first, together with human rights. That's the number one. Number two, it's not the only reaction to Daesh. We need to, and it can't be country specific. It has to be multi-country. And in order to be multi-country, we need to have a platform for counter-messaging platform. We need to flood the internet by good messages rather than these obscure messages from Daesh. And to be frank with you, it boils down to education. We need to educate our other people using the internet. And like we used to do programs to eradicate illiteracy, now we need to do programs to eradicate digital illiteracy and to teach people how to make best use of the web.